Good morning. Wow, it's good to see everybody. You can sit on the floor if there's not enough room. That's okay. The floor will work. Well, I have brought two things with me today. Here they are. What are they? What's this? A sheep. And can you see what this is? Yeah, it's money. It's a coin. Okay? And if you look at these two things, do they look the same or different to you?
Different.
They look different to me, too. Is a coin alive? Can a coin say, bah? No. And what about a sheep? Is a sheep made out of metal? Could you go to the store and buy an ice cream cone with a sheep? No, they seem pretty different. But according to the gospel lesson that Pastor just read, a sheep and this coin were a lot alike. Let me tell you why. In the gospel reading, Jesus told a story about a man who owned a sheep. And not just one sheep, but he owned 100 sheep. And he also told a story about a woman who owned not one coin, but 10 coins. Now, in both of these stories, the sheep and the coin get lost. So the sheep was probably outside wandering around, eating some grass, and he just wandered off. Anyway, he got lost. And the coin was in the woman's house, but maybe it dropped onto the floor, or maybe she forgot where it was, she misplaced it. But when the woman and the man found out that their possessions were lost, they were very, very upset. And so the man left his 99 sheep to look for one lost sheep. And when he finally found it, he was so happy. And he told his friends and he told his neighbors and he said, "Come and be happy with me. Rejoice. I found my sheep." And when the woman noticed that her coin was missing, you know what she did? She turned on the lights, she swept her whole floor until she found that missing coin. And she too called her friends together and said, "Be happy with me, rejoice, I found my coin." Now, what does that have to do with us? Because we're not a sheep and we're not a coin, but guess what? Sometimes we get lost. We kind of get lost from God. And you know how we do that? We do that when we sin. We kind of separate ourselves from God. And maybe we are not kind to our friends at school. Or maybe we disobey our moms and dads. Or maybe we even fight with our brothers or sisters. Those things happen. And that separates us from God. But you know what? God knows when we get lost, and he knows when we sin, and he wants us to come back to him. You know what? He could say, "Oh, just forget it. That's just one boy. That's just one girl, or one man, or one woman. I've got lots of other people who want to be with me. Why should I worry about them?" But you know what? God doesn't say that. He loves us so much. He wants us to come back to him. And when we say we're sorry for our sins and repent, you know what he says? He says, "Rejoice with me. Be happy." Now, I would like to close this morning. Normally, we have a prayer. But I would like us to sing a song together. And this is a song that I love. And it's a song that I learned when I was little. And I also liked it a lot when I was a teacher. So if everybody in the pews will find hymn 740, please, 740. The song is "I Am Jesus' Little Lamb." And what we're going to do first is I'm going to say a line and you're going to repeat it after me, since not everybody up here has hymnals, okay? So I'll say a line and you repeat it, and then we'll sing it together. And if you don't know all the words, that's okay. Listen to the words, because they're good words. So this is how it goes. I'll say it, you say it. "I am Jesus' little lamb.
I am Jesus' little lamb.
Ever glad at heart I am.
Ever glad at heart I am.
my shepherd gently guides me.
For my shepherd gently guides me.
Knows my need and well provides me.
Knows my need and well provides me.
Loves me every day the same.
Loves me every day the same.
Even calls me by my name.
Even calls me by my name.
All right, let's sing that, okay? Brenda's going to help us. Thanks for coming up, guys.